Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. We offer guitar repair of the highest quality. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
Okay, so last week, Ron Johnson, while meeting with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial, was asked about the icy relationship he has with former Senator Feingold. Wow. I would define this as a screed. An angry screed. This is Ron Johnson.
Why was the body language so strange between you and Feingold the other night? You didn't even look at each other. You guys just not like each other? Do you not respect each other? What's going on there?
Don't know that it was strange. I will be frank with you. I'm not particularly happy with all the false attacks, the unbelievable negativity of his campaign against me, you know, demonizing. I mean, I don't know. You know, while he was off at Harvard and Oxford, you know, I was washing dishes for $1.45 an hour. You know, I was leaving high school a year early so I could work full-time on a shipping table and maintain that full-time work while I went through college. You know, I helped start, build, and grow a successful Wisconsin manufacturer. He seems to have a problem with that. That somebody actually succeeded, achieved the American dream. I mean, he's demonizing that. I did not see him demonize Herb Kohl. I think the last time he reported his income as a senator is $9.3 million. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage, Senator Feingold, about Hillary Clinton's speaking fees? Or a first lady who left the White House dead broke and a few years later worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, peddling influence, selling access to the State Department? And quite honestly, for you folks here, I know Dan's written some of this, where's the outrage about Mr. Campaign Finance Reform trying to write a law or pass a law that would outlaw political action committees being involved in elections? And yet that's the first thing he did in 2011. Now we know he set up three. We also know he, under false pretenses, tried to raise money multiple times, saying he was going to support candidates, didn't. Support, you know, spent about 5% on different candidates. The rest he spent on himself, his shadow campaign, a money-making machine. Either way.
But the answer is, to Bill's question, is it sounds like you don't respect him.
No, I don't. I don't respect phoniness. Go back to that quote. The last 6 years gave him a chance to feel like a guy from Wisconsin leading a life that's similar to other people. I mean, is that really a guy who's traveled around the state and really been part of Wisconsin? No, that's a comment from a Washington elitist, somebody who went to Harvard and Oxford, who has bamboozled the folks here in Wisconsin that he's this little, you know, independent little maverick guy that has their best interests at heart.
That seems a little more personal than I remember you talking about.
Well, he's been lying about me for the last 6 months, and I don't particularly appreciate it.
Whoa. Much of what he said was not true. Although Russ Feingold did go to Oxford and Harvard and worked very hard to get there. Did not grow up in a wealthy family, lives in a middle-class house, and drives a 2001 Buick. It's true. I thought, you know, maybe after the Journal Sentinel released this screed, that Ron Johnson realized that that was probably a mistake to do that. But he and the governor have decided to double down. This is their new message.
Sunday in Waukesha, Senator Ron Johnson unleashed some of his toughest criticism of Russ Feingold yet.
All right, hang on a second here. Hang on a second. Somebody. All right, hang on a second here. I'm going to have to fix this. All right, let's try this again.
Sunday in Waukesha, Senator Ron Johnson unleashed some of his toughest criticism of Russ Feingold yet.
The difference between me and Senator Feingold that he's a complete phony and I'm actually genuine, okay?
In front of about 100 Republican supporters, Governor Scott Walker echoed the point.
Well, he lied. He lied. He's trying to bamboozle people into thinking he's something different than he really is.
Walker and Johnson made four stops together across the state Sunday. Johnson has tightened his race, but has never led a Marquette Law School poll and remains one of the most likely Republican senators to lose. So I asked him if he's waited too long to step up his criticism of Feingold.
This has been my opportunity, but let's face it, he's out-resourced me.
Johnson says Feingold has done that in large part because of his political action committee, which he says has run a shadow campaign for Feingold. Feingold, campaigning in Milwaukee this weekend, brushed off the criticism.
Yeah, let me just say I respect Senator Johnson and his office, and I am going to continue to talk about the issues and not going to get involved in that sort of thing.
Feingold denied that Walker's appearance on the campaign trail would make a difference.
No, I think that the people of the state are going to decide in this race based on who stands with the working and middle-income families in this state and who stands with the big corporations.
Tonight, well, by following the breaking news we've been telling you.
Wow. I don't have any other words other than that was amazing. Looking at this, Russ Feingold turned the other cheek. And it appears as though Scott Walker called Russ Feingold a liar, said he had bamboozled the state, and Ron Johnson called him a phony and said he was genuine. Ron Johnson calling Russ Feingold a phony and a hypocrite, and Scott Walker calling Russ Feingold a liar. Could you come up with something, and you're so good at this, could you come up with something that you could put on parallel with that, with other people making accusations? You know, Ron Johnson calling Russ Feingold a hypocrite and a phony is kind of like blank calling blank a blank. Just to put it in some perspective. Or Scott Walker calling Russ Feingold a liar. Have you got any comparisons here? Well, to measure the outrage, first of all, I'm actually just stunned that they're going this route. Ron Johnson's behind in this race. It's not 2 points, but it's not 10 points, but he is behind, and he's in, doesn't look good for him. But really, what would you compare this to? Those men trashing Russ Feingold's integrity. I mean, Russ Feingold's been around a long time. People know him. He is the most popular politician in the state of Wisconsin. They've done damage to his positives, but he's still the most popular politician in the state of Wisconsin.
Sunday in Waukesha, Senator Ron Johnson unleashed some of his toughest criticism of Russ Feingold yet.
He gives to me and Senator Feingold that he's a complete phony and I'm actually genuine, okay?
In front of about 100 Republican supporters, Governor Scott Walker echoed the point.
Well, he lied. He lied. He's trying to bamboozle people into thinking he's something different than he really is.
Walker and Johnson made four stops together across the state Sunday.
888-325-0937. So Ron Johnson is calling Russ Feingold a hypocrite and a phony and that he's genuine. And Scott Walker is essentially calling him a liar who bamboozled Wisconsin. 888-325-0937. Can you come up with an example of how outrageous that would be, like Donald Trump calling blank, blank, that sort of thing? Can you give me something like that? Just to kind of put this in perspective. 888-325-0937. David in Wisconsin, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's the whole thing with politics nowadays. Just, I don't know, it's kind of like watching an episode of Teletubbies. It don't make no sense.
Oh, well, I mean, that makes sense. Do you have an but considering the players involved here, do you have an example?
Considering the players involved and all the damage that Walker has caused the entire time he's been governor, anyone that stands with him is likely to be the bad guy. That means anyone that agrees with whatever the hell he has to say
is
the wrong choice.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, look at the owner of Menards. All he did was give Walker a whole bunch of money, and all of a sudden he ain't getting no tickets for illegal dumping of hazardous material.
Well, that isn't
a common thread in Walker's entire scheme.
Well, he has turned
his
Wisconsin.
His entire political career going back is full of payoff.
That
people are no longer being prosecuted for what they were prosecuted for.
That would be correct. Matt McFarland, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Hi, Sly. How are you?
Good.
Ron Johnson calling Russ Feingold a phony is like the weatherman calling the sky blue today. It is a fact, and you will prove my point. You already have. In the package you played, what was Russ Feingold's response? He said, "I respect Senator Johnson." That is a lie for political purposes, which is the definition of phony.
Well, you know, I think that's a tragic response on your part. You clearly have something against Russ Feingold.
Do you believe Russ Feingold respects Ron Johnson?
I think that when people are running against each other, they should I think people should publicly respect each other when they're running against each other.
Do you believe Russ Feingold respects Ron Johnson?
Listen, your response is tragic. If you think that that's
Russ Feingold Ron Johnson?
I'm not in a courtroom. I'm not in a courtroom.
Of course you don't, because he doesn't. He shouldn't. Ron Johnson is a buffoon. But that doesn't mean that Russ Feingold is not phony.
So you would
when you say, "I respect Ron Johnson," and you do that for political purposes, you are phony. This is a brilliant attack by Ron Johnson. Now, it's not going to matter because it's a presidential year and Feingold's going to win. That's not within doubt. But this is a fact.
Okay, so,
I mean, your pack proved the point.
So Russ Feingold is the bad guy for being polite. I don't think most people are going to agree with you on that one today, Matt.
Do you believe Russ Feingold respects Ron Johnson?
I believe that Russ Feingold turned the other cheek. And if you have a problem with that...
That's not my question. Answer my question, Sly. Do you believe Russ Feingold respects Ron Johnson?
I think Russ Feingold believes you should be respectful to your opponent. 888-325-09... What an ass. 888-32... Do you believe... What is this, Perry Mason? 888-325-0937. No one has really kind of given me a response that I was looking for here to come up with an analogy for this. Marcus, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Firstly, 1,000 grateful thank yous to the Prince of All Talk Show Hosts for providing such an elegant hoop for the humble listener to jump through, in which the only possible response is to declare Russ Feingold the monarch of political truth in human history.
It's a tax Sly Day today. Wow.
Not at all. No, I'm of the opinion that anybody who masquerades as a reformer of capitalism...
But you see, you contribute nothing. You contribute nothing other than saying a pox on everything and you're all dumb.
No, that's not
yes, that
I'm
is.
Saying.
That's your whole
I'm
MO.
What I'm
you're
saying
insulting.
Is there are lots of possible solutions.
You know, when you put yourself out there.
Is not
hey, why don't you run for political office? Why don't do you put yourself out there?
Because the whole point is for people to grow up enough to stop
letting earthly gods tell them
how to live.
Yeah. Well, that we'd have a hell of a world if we had a people like if we just had people like you that didn't vote and told people that they were stupid for being involved in electoral politics. We'd have a hell of a world.
You're incapable of having a rational discussion on this topic.
You use this to attack me?
You use this to attack me.
Listen, all I'm saying is you don't find this behavior by the governor?
You constructed a rhetorical hoop for people to jump through. That's all I said, which you did. How else could you possibly describe that?
I describe Scott Walker and Ron Johnson as two people that have defaced our politics in this state.
In a way
that Russ Feingold has not. Now, I'm sorry you don't respect or appreciate him. I do. And I'm not going to make any apologies. And you know what? I'm not going to make any apology standing up for Russ Feingold. Jerry in Lake Geneva, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Yes, him saying that Russ Feingold is a phony is like Donald Trump saying that Hillary Clinton is hot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That is out of bounds.
Well, and he'd make a grab at her.
Wow. Judd in Monticello, what an afternoon.
I got a historical one for you, Sly.
Okay.
It's like Typhoid Mary accusing Jonas Salk of spreading a deadly disease.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that one.
It's a classic it's a classic kind of a Karl Rove projection move where they had their own feelings of insecurity about him being so ingenuine of you know, faking his whole self-made man nonsense. And you have somebody like Russ Feingold, who is probably the most genuine politician we've ever had in Wisconsin, and
it's
a long time.
He's not a paragon of virtue, but these sort of personal attacks and the distortion, and by the way, the dishonesty of sitting right in front of the editorial board and some of the things that he said. You know, I'm sorry. I kind of think. Do you think this is effective? Do you think this little routine they're doing is effective?
No, not at all. I think it's just the invective from Johnson. So you saw that a little bit in the last debate. He just seems like a mean drunk, and he's just Sourpuss.
He's not a big smiler, that's for sure. Dennis in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Yeah, Ron Johnson complaining about a dirty campaign is kind of like the widow Hendricks complaining about the lousy roads in Wisconsin since she didn't pay any state taxes for the last several years. So, the Republicans have perfected the art of sleazy campaigns. And if little Ron baby can't stand the heat, then he ought to stay out of the kitchen. Feingold, I think, has been gentlemanly in a campaign. Johnson doesn't know what dirty campaigns are.
Well, Matt evidently believes that Senator Feingold would have been advised to get in the mud with Ron Johnson. And
Feingold won't do that.
Well, I don't think he should. I think when your opponent is flailing around like that, showing an act of kindness in response, not only elevates the discussion, but maybe makes Ron Johnson look small. Whether that was his goal or not, Ron Johnson looks extremely small.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.